There's an inn up ahead. I don't like its feel.
Night would be along soon. We had spent the afternoon planting the dead. It look alive. The countryside had gotten strange after the burying. We met no one on the road. The farms near the woods were abandoned.
Teeming. 20 people in the inn, 5 more in the stables. 30 horses. Another 20 people out in the woods. 40 more horses penned there. A lot of other livestock, too.
The implications seemed obvious enough. Pass by or meet trouble head on. The debate was brisk. Otto and Hagop said straight in. We had One Eye and Goblin if it got hairy. One Eye and Goblin did not like being put on the spot. I demanded an advisory vote. Mergen and Lady abstained. Otto and Hagop were for stopping. One Eye and Goblin eyeballed one another, each waiting for the other to jump so he could come down on the opposite side.
"We go straight at it, then," I said. "These clowns are going to split, but still make a majority for—"
Whereupon the wizards ganged up and voted to jump in just to make a liar out of me. 3 minutes later, I caught my first glimpse of the ramshackle inn. A hard case stood in the doorway, studying Goblin. Another sat in a rickety chair, tilted against the wall, chewing a stick or piece of straw. The man in the doorway withdrew. Grey Boys, Hagop had called the bandits whose handiwork we encountered on the road. But grey was the color of uniforms in the territories whence we came. In Forsberger, the most common language in the northern forces, I asked the man in the chair, "Place open for business?"
"Yeah."
Chair-sitter's eyes narrowed. He wondered.
"One Eye, Otto, Hagop, see to the animals."
Softly, I asked,
"You catching anything, Goblin?"
"Somebody just went out the back. They're on their feet inside. But it don't look like trouble right away."
Chair-sitter did not like us whispering.
"How long you reckon on staying?" he asked.
I noted a tattoo on one wrist, another giveaway betraying him as an immigrant from the north.
"Just tonight."
"We're crowded, but we'll fit you in somehow."
He was a cool one. Trapdoor spiders, these deserters. The inn was their base, the place where they marked out their victims, but they did their dirt on the road. Silence reigned inside the inn. We examined the men there as we entered, and a few women who looked badly used. They did not ring true. Wayside inns usually are family-run establishments, infested with kids and old folks and all the oddities in between. None of those were evident, just hard men and bad women. There was a large table available near the kitchen door. I seated myself with my back to a wall. Lady plopped down beside me. I sensed her anger. She was not accustomed to being looked at the way these men were looking at her. She remained beautiful despite road dirt and rags. I rested a hand upon one of hers, a gesture of restraint rather than of possession. A plump girl of 16 with haunted bovine eyes came to ask how many we were, our needs in food and quarters, whether bath water should be heated, how long we meant to tarry, what was the color of our coin. She did it listlessly, but right, as though beyond hope, filled only with dread of the cost of doing it wrong.